So let's review. The Gemara cites a statement of Rabbi Yochanan where he cites our Mishnah. There are three instances where the Chacham decided a question based on the majority and treat it as if it were a certainty. Makar, the case, the womb, which is a reference to our Mishnah. If blood is found in the corridor, the area leading from the womb out of the woman's body, it's tame, because we assume it came from the womb. And Rabbi Chiya ruled, if blood is found in the corridor, then it's certainly tame, in that if the woman enters the mikdash, she's liable for a carbon, and if she touches truma, it is burnt. Shilya, the case regarding an afterbirth, as we learned in the Mishnah. Shilya b'bayis, habayis tame. If a woman delivered an afterbirth in the house, everything in the house is tame because tame is transmitted in everything under the same oil. And the Mishnah explains, v'leisha shilya v'lat, elisha in shilya b'lay v'lat. This is not because the afterbirth itself is considered a child. Rather, we assume that the afterbirth was certainly accompanied by a fetus. However, Shimon disagrees and says, nima kavladat shalayatsa. We assume that the fetus disintegrated in the mother's body before she delivered the afterbirth, and so the contents of the house remain tar. Chaticha, the case regarding a limb. As we learned in the Braisa, an apelas yad chatucha beregel chatucha imay tmei leida vein chayshin shemen meguf atem bas. If a woman miscarries and delivers a clearly recognizable hand or foot, she has the tumah of childbirth, and we're not concerned that it came from an underdeveloped fetus, which does not cause tumas leida. Rashi explains that this is because reiv nashim lav guf atem yolden. Most women do not give birth to an underdeveloped fetus. The Gemara challenges Rabbi Yechon by citing several other instances where the Chum applied this principle of treating the majority as a certainty. A Mishnah rules, there were 9 stores, all of them selling kosher meat, and 1 store selling non-kosher meat. Someone buys a piece of meat without knowing which store he bought it from. It's a case of doubt, and it's forbidden. Rashi explains, any item of Issa that is set in its place is considered an equal suffix, regardless of the actual likelihood. However, if the piece was found on the ground in front of the stores, we assume it came from the majority, one of the kosher stores, and may be eaten because reiv is considered like a vadik. However, the Gemara explains that Rabbi Yochanan did not mention this case among his 3 cases because tumma kamrinan, isser loy kamrinan. He was only referring to cases of tumma, not the case of isser, like the piece of meat. A braisa rules, teshes tzfardim v'sheretz echad b'neim v'noga b'echad mehen v'eini dea b'ezim hen noga. There were 9 frogs which do not transmit tuma, and 1 sheretz, an animal that transmits tuma among them, and someone touched one of them, and he does not know which one he touched. B'shus ha'yachad tzvekei tamei, b'shus ha'rabim tzvekei tar. The Halacha Mishnah Sinai says that if this occurred in a private domain, he's considered tamei, but if this occurred in a public domain, he's considered tar. However, if one of the dead animals was found separated from the rest, we assume it came from the majority of Torah animals. Apparently, a roiv is considered like a vade. Here too, the Gemara explains that Rabbi Yochanan did not mention this case because tuma de isha kamrinan, tuma ba'alma le kamrinan. He was only referring to cases involving tuma of a woman, not to ordinary tuma like shrotzim. Rabbi Shuban Levi ruled, aver banar v'pila mevi'a karban v'noichel. A woman miscarried while crossing a river, and we do not know if she delivered a developed fetus, which causes her to become tummy and obligated in the carbon, or she delivered an underdeveloped fetus, which does not cause her to become tummy, nor obligated in the carbon. She brings the carbon of Yeledis, and the Kahanim partake of the meat, because halachach reiv nashim, v'reiv nashim v'lad ma'al yeyaldin. We follow the majority of cases, and women usually deliver developed fetuses. Apparently, reiv is considered like a vade. Here too, the Gemara explains that Rabbi Yochanan did not mention this case because masnitin kamrinan shemaitu lo kamrinan. He was only referring to halachas taught in Mishnayos and Braises, but not to a ruling of an amayra like Rabbi Shuban Levi. The Gemara now proceeds with lemuute mai, 2 cases which are excluded from the above statement of Rabbi Yochanan because he holds that in those cases the reiv is not treated as a vada, but as a suffix, a possibility. Therefore, talinan v'loy sarfin alav as a truma. We would not eat truma, but we would not burn it either. Lemuute ruba deka chazaka b'hadei. Rabbi Yochanan excludes a case where there is a chazaka contradicting the assumption of the reiv. In such a case, reiv is not considered like a vade, as in the case of the following Mishnah. The child is found next to some dough, and he has some dough in his hand. Do we assume that he touched the dough? Remeir mitar, the dough is tar. Bachacham mitamen, the dough is tummy. Because shadarka shaltinik litapeh, it's usual for children to poke around the garbage piles, which usually have dead shrotzim. And the Gemara explains the machlekes. Remeir kesav, a reiv tinek is mitapchit. Umiit e mitapchit. Most children touch shrotzim, but a minority do not. Now, this dough was assumed until now to be tar. Therefore, the minority possibility, together with our prior assumption, overrides the likelihood of the majority. However, abundance of miuta command a lesser dummy, veruba vechazaka ruba adav. We do not reckon with the minority possibility at all. Therefore, the likelihood of the majority overrides the prior assumption. Now, there's a machlekes regarding the Chacham's ruling that the dough is tame. Amr Shlakish, Zuhi chazaka shesarven lavesa truma. Based on the roiv, the dough is considered vadei tame, and we burn such truma. Rabbi Yechon Amar, ein zu chazaka shesarven lavesa truma. The dough is only considered safik tame, and so we do not burn such truma. Thus, Rabbi Yechon rules that a roiv challenged by chazaka is not considered a vadei. The Mute Rubid Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Yochan excludes the majority of Rabbi Huda in the following Mishnah. Hamapeles chaticha. If a woman miscarries and delivers a piece of flesh that does not resemble a fetus. Im yeshi madam tameya. Vimlav tahira. If it is accompanied by blood, she is tameya like a nida. But if it's not accompanied by any blood, she is tar, as Rashi explains. Vlav mishum leida de la vladu. She's certainly not tameya as yeledis because it's not considered a birth. However, Bihuda imer benkach o benkach tameya. She is tameya regardless of whether any blood was found. Now, Shmuel explained the machlokes. Loi timer Rabbi Yehuda ela b'chaticha shel arba min edam. Aval shoshah min edam, tair. Rabbi Yehuda only ruled that she is tame if its color resembles one of the four shades of dam nida that are tame. But if it has any other color, she's tar. However, Rabbi Yehuda explained shel arba min edamim divrei hakol tameya. V'shel shar damim divrei hakol tair. If it was one of those four shades, everyone agrees she is tame. And if it's a different color, everyone agrees that she is tar. Rather, loi nechluku ela keshepila v'ni edas mahapila. The machlik is in the case where she does not know its color. We follow the majority and assume that it was one of those four shades and so she is tameh. There is no such majority. In this case, Rashi explains, Rabbi Yehuda did not mean that this majority is a certainty.